Thanks very much, Jim. I know you're out there somewhere, but I don't see anybody. I'm going to read mainly new work, just a couple of poems from my most recent book, and then mainly from a new manuscript. And first, I'll read a poem of advice called The Great Day. What if the great day never comes, and your life doesn't shine with vivid blossoms, just with the usual pale variety? What if the best china never seems called for, those dishes reserved for the friends you love the most on the day they return from their endless travels, to use them now for the only occasions available would be to confuse the high realm with the low. But not to use them? Doesn't that seem wrong, too? To leave the best wine undrunk in the cellar for the next owner of your house to open? What then? Can you will yourself to see a common day the way a saint might see it, as a gift from heaven, or the way it appears from the window of the hospital on the first morning the patient feels strong enough to edge across the room and look out? There on the street, an angel policeman is directing the flashing mosaic of traffic. Or can you see the day as the dead might see it? Not the ones who'd rather rest, but those delighted to abandon the gardens of hell, however fragrant, for a chance at crossing the sea again in a storm. The day their ship, long given up for lost, steams into the harbor, all flags flying, would be a day to be toasted with rose champagne in heirloom glasses. Down the gangway they come, a little thinner, a little unsteady, eyes wide in wonder at their rare good fortune. Can you see what they see as they look around, or feel what their friends waiting on the dock must feel as they run forward? Let me look at you, they keep saying, suspending their formal speech of welcome. You look good. You look wonderful.